Emily Wilkinson is here. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Tell us what's happening at Candlelight Christmas. You know, exciting out there. Well, a lot of tradition.
Yeah, this Candlelight at the Ranch is this Friday and Saturday, and it's actually the 35th annual. So this event has been going on for quite some time. It's from 6 to 9 both nights, and this year it's free to our visitors, thanks to our event sponsor, Capital Farm Credit. Really excited about that. And we have luminaria on the path, and visitors can come in and look in all the structures. We have our volunteers dressed in period clothing, and they're reenacting things that families would have done around the holidays. So each building has something different going on, and people can look when they walk through. They get a program saying kind of what's going on, since they're not supposed to talk to the volunteers when they're walking through. And we'll have Santa there and hot chocolate and cider for sale. So
I didn't know that you weren't supposed to be talking to the volunteers. So it's kind of like going to the Royal Palace in England and try and talk to the guy with the big furry black hat.
Well, it just kind of, if you talk to them, it ruins the whole look into the past idea that you're trying to do.
Breaking the concentration.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what, when you say what's going on, what they're doing, what's one of the more uncommon things that people are going to see when they walk through here, like activity-wise, that people are thinking of?
Oh, goodness. Well, I don't think people realize how early they would do Christmas trees, so we'll have Christmas trees pretty far back to the beginning. And then we do one of the things that one of our volunteers does is they put cloves and oranges. That was a way
to
decorate.
My mom used to do that.
Yeah. So, and then we'll see an old-fashioned banjo in one of the first structures. And it looks a little different from the ones you see today. That's more accurate of the time period that it's in. So,
you know, that's kind of a blast from the past when you talk about cloves and the oranges. When I was a kid, my mom would always set me to work, and I would have to very symmetrically insert the cloves and the oranges.
Oh, really?
What we would do is we would float them in the wassail bowl.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of make it spiffy.
And festive looking. Yeah.
People go, what is it? What is it?
And there are children in the Candlelight at the Ranch, doing some reenactments as well.
Yeah. Well, some of the structures will have families with children, and but then one of our structures is our one-room schoolhouse, and every year we have a first grade teacher from Crestview Elementary, and she brings her students every year, and they do math drills, they do spelling bees, they do songs, and all sorts of one-room schoolhouse activities. And what's neat is the schoolhouse that we have is so small that she couldn't bring her whole class today. She has to split them up each night, but she's great to do this every year, and she says, you know, kids will come back to her from their senior year of high school and remember doing this when they did it.
Oh, that's
so
neat.
Special
it's
thing
a really
for them
great
too.
Experience for them.
So give us the days again that we can come out.
It's this Friday and Saturday, the 13th and 14th at 6 to 9 both nights at the National Ranching Heritage Center, and we're located off of 4th and Indiana.
And what does it cost?
It's free. We'll Absolutely. Take donations, but it's free.
Okay, now the best way to get in there, because everybody sees it driving on Washer Sharp, but you come the best way is come off of 4th, right?
Yeah, 4th Street is the main entrance.
Okay,
side.
Great. All right, thanks, Emily Wilkinson, National Ranching Heritage Center, for the Candlelight Christmas this weekend.